USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. At a Republican fundraising dinner in Columbus, Ohio, President Donald Trump Friday touched on a number of topics, including the media's coverage of the murder of an Iowa student by an illegal immigrant.
When they found out that it was this horrible illegal immigrant that viciously killed her, all of a sudden that story went down. They didn't want to cover it the way it should have been covered. We mourn for Molly's family.
The president also bashed trade agreements such as NAFTA and said if you like fewer regulations, choose Republican candidates. Hurricane Lane was downgraded as it turned toward Hawaii, but it's still causing flash flooding and landslides. Schools and offices were closed as residents took shelter from the storm. This vacationer is taking it all in stride.
Getting a lot of phone calls, you know, asking, make sure we're all safe, but it doesn't seem too bad. Hopefully it doesn't hit too hard.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Pope Francis is in Ireland this weekend, where churchgoers are experiencing their own nationwide reckoning with sexual abuse of children by priests and a subsequent systematic cover-up that allowed such abuse to happen. 85-year-old Michael O'Brien, a former Irish politician who famously revealed on live television that he was sexually abused by a priest in a Catholic-run orphanage, says the Pope owes victims more than just an apology.
This is a horrible crime. It's a horrible crime. And how states are not doing enough to grab these people.
The family of Arizona Senator John McCain saying via a statement Friday that the senator has chosen to discontinue medical treatment. McCain's been battling brain cancer. His fellow state senator Jeff Flake speaking about McCain in a phone call with KNXV in Phoenix.
I hope that we will remember him by being a little kinder to each other, remembering that politics doesn't have to be a blood sport. We can work across the aisle and see the good in people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
When it comes to President Trump's promise that America will dominate space, Vice President Mike Pence has a message for the naysayers. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The United States Department of Space Force will be a reality by the year 2020.
The Vice President saying that during a visit to the Johnson Space Center in Houston on Thursday, saying the administration wants the U.S. to return to the moon as well as do some other lofty things.
Our administration is swiftly advancing the most important precursor to outposts on the moon and the mission to Mars, the first space station that will orbit our nearest neighbor, the Lunar Orbital Platform.
The president's proposal for doing it through a sixth branch of the military has gotten mixed reviews from most lawmakers and many military officials. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Weather Service says Hurricane Lane is starting to weaken, but still a very powerful storm. Governor David Ige says it's happy to have equipment from the National Guard and the Department of Defense if needed.
I think this is leaning forward, being proactive, making sure that we have access to the full range of assets that are here, existent in the islands, that would allow us to respond to any emergency or condition.
A woman who's been posing as a dentist in Atlanta for at least 7 years is facing a 48-count indictment for practicing dentistry without a license, insurance fraud, and forging prescriptions. Christian Seswick worked with other dentists, pulling teeth and doing other dental work. At least 18 victims have come forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.